Out and about in Western agriculture. An avocado grower study in Southern California has shown that almost a majority of the producers are still judging irrigation by feel. UC Riverside graduate student researcher Julie Escalera has been working on a trial and grower survey in avocados for several years. The trial is looking at irrigation techniques and salinity management in avocado groves in general and during this drought. Escalera says the survey is an important component of the trial to gather industry opinions.
So I have a water use survey that I'm giving to California avocado growers, and the survey is asking what motivates avocado growers to adopt irrigation technologies and management practices in response to drought, such as the drought that we're experiencing.
Escalera says they are trying to find out what growers see as valuable for them when it comes to new technology. She says their study applies that data and tests technology for the growers.
Really, what I'm doing is looking for ways that avocado growers can adopt more of these technologies and, in a result, help them by making them more profit while using less water. Also want to try to pinpoint which technologies are really paying off for growers. So if there's a technology out there that's not paying off for them, then they should know.
Some of that data collected in the survey showed plenty of room for improvement. Escalera says almost a majority of the participating producers responded that they used minimal technology when it came to irrigation practices.
That's right. So about 50% of the growers who responded use a method that they call by feel. So that's a method where they can, quote unquote, go out and kick the dirt or feel the dirt with their hands. And if they feel that it's moist enough, then they won't water that day. Although research has shown that that's not good enough. It's not a very effective practice because it's hard to determine how much water is in your soil just by feel.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.